With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
A calm, peaceful election and referendum day.
The supervisor of elections there reminding folks to know where they're voting, bring an ID, and plan to leave their electronic devices in the car or at home as they make their way to the polls in what he hopes will be a smooth general election and referendum process. Mr. Howell tells Radio K-Man tonight's count is expected to be wrapped up by midnight or, quote, thereabouts.
Just a logistical question. Have y'all already counted the ballots that have been cast already?
No.
But those also have
to
be done.
No, so all of those boxes that were used for mobile voting were completely sealed up, sealed place, security seal place over the slot. The candidates, agents who were on the buses were to sign that seal, so we won't actually open that until the polls close, and then that's going to be processed. Mobile boxes along with postal boxes are going to be mixed with ballot box one and counted together, so there's absolutely no way of figuring out who voted what way, because those ballots will all be mixed. We pride ourselves in saying that we're completely transparent about what we do, but not about how people vote.
There are 58 candidates vying for 19 constituency seats across the Cayman Islands, with three political parties up for consideration this year. So far, it's been a great morning for voters.
Yeah, it's a good process. I definitely should have left my phone in the car because that's the only thing that took a bit of time, but it was great. Everyone's very kind. It's nice. Nice community buzz around the voting station as well, which is great, but I think it's really positive.
Yeah, we walked in, stood there. It would have probably been about maybe a minute each.
Yeah.
Once you're in the booth, oh, remember to keep your tickets for your phone if you still have a ticket. I forgot mine. That's my mistake. Yeah.
I think it went. It's fair. Everything is organized properly. You're not going to have no delays or no crowd or anything like that. I think it's smooth. It's smooth.
I think it's an improvement compared to last election. It feels more streamlined and, like she said, it's more organized. So instructions were clear. They explained to you what you do when you got to the first station. They explained what you were supposed to do when you got to the second station.
Yeah.
So.
There are four voting districts in West Bay with 10 candidates vying for one of those spots. Radio K-Man's Dion Englund is in West Bay West.
It's been a smooth and steady process here. Voters are making their way into the Sir John A. Cumber Primary School Hall to cast their ballots for either Makeba Bush or Julie Hunter. Notably, this election has seen a more reserved atmosphere with no visible displays of candidate or party colors, a sign that voters are keeping their decisions private this time around. Reporting for Radio K-Man from the West Bay West polling district, I'm Dion Englund.
As of the latest check posted online, West Bay West had some 24% of eligible voters having cast their ballots. Joining Radio K-Man on the ground today is Kafara Augustin, who hit up two polling stations earlier today.
I was at the Red Bay polling station located at Red Bay Primary School earlier today. Now, there was lots of parking. Only a few people were ahead of me in line, and I would say the process went very smoothly. It took around literally less than 10 minutes. Now, in the district of Red Bay, there are 1,432 registered voters, and we have five candidates vying for the spot left vacant by Sir Alden McLaughlin. Now, I did hear that people say that the polls were very busy earlier today, especially the Red Bay poll. But by the time I got there after 10, everything was running smoothly. I also took a drive down to the Georgetown West polling station that's located at Cayman Prep School. And there was also ample parking available. Everything appeared to be running smoothly. Now, there are four candidates vying for the spot there, and there's 1,289 registered voters. Now, of course, we'll have more from the Red Bay polling station and the Georgetown West polling station later on. This is Kafara Augustin reporting for Radio K-Man News.
Three candidates are contesting the seat for Prospect, which is where we find Radio K-Man's Felicia Rankin-Solins.
I am here at Prospect Primary School, which is where the people of Prospect come to cast their vote in today's elections. It's very quiet here today. It seems like everything is going very smoothly, though. There is a steady stream of people coming up the sidewalk from the parking lot, one or two coming in, three or four coming out. No long lines. Everyone seems to be in good spirits here as well, stopping and saying hello to one another because everyone knows that they have come here for the exact same purpose. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The latest figures for Prospect show a 38% voter turnout so far. Over in the Sister Islands, it's been a steady stream, with Cayman Brac West and Little Cayman registering nearly 50% before noon and Cayman Brac East at more than 52% by noon. Deputy Supervisor of Elections Shavela Burke.
We're reminding persons that cell phones, earbuds, smartwatches, any external things like that would need to remain on the outside. No issues. They are complying. We do have field officers who will keep them outside for them with a ticket system so that they can collect them afterwards. But everybody's complying with whatever we've asked so far.
And another quick reminder, the ballot paper is a single page and the names of the candidate for your electoral district will be at the top. Then there are the three referendum questions. To vote, you can place an X in the box to the right of your chosen candidate and an X to the right of either yes or no for each referendum question. You're not required to vote for a candidate if you don't want to, and you can vote on all, some, or none of the referendum questions. So overall, turnout by news time was clocking in at just over 41%. The average wait times right now are about 6 minutes if you decide to head to the polls. Make sure to keep it locked to Radio K-Man. I'll bring you more team coverage at 3 o'clock. From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Carsley Fuller.